We got Kyle Love, who specializes in crushing dudes out on the football field. Zokin, you're up next on the question for Kyle.
I promise we'll ask lots of Panther questions, but I'm fascinated by the fact that you spent your first 3 years in New England because we see the Bill Belichick that gives the one-word answers at press conferences, but I've always heard the players enjoy playing for him. So what's it like on an everyday basis playing in that system with Belichick?
It's funny, you know, the Patriots is like one of my favorite teams growing up, and just being able to see Bill on TV, you know, like you're saying, the one question, you know, one answer questions or whatever, and to actually be around him in the building, like he has jokes, and he
really,
it's time where he'll crack a joke and guys will be laughing, but then you'll see guys is like looking around like, can we laugh? You know, because you're kind of scared to laugh at the same time. But then to hear him crack jokes is just funny because that's not like his demeanor when he's on TV. You know what I mean? So he kind of holds back a little more because he doesn't want to get the media a lot. So when he gets around his guys, man, he kind of lets loose a little bit. And I've heard now since I've been gone that he's been a whole lot more loose with the guys now. So guys are having fun around there.
Okay, I want to go back to somewhat training camp a little bit. And it's so important for each football player to stay in shape because you never know how precarious and how different the National Football League is. You started the season, not started the season, but right before it got let go, and then they bring you right back.
Yeah.
How was it important for you not to get upset about it, but to stay focused and stay in shape just in case somebody's going to call your name?
I mean, that's just part of the game. You can only keep 53 guys, and that's on every team, 32 teams, and you got so many guys that come out of college football that want to play on this level, but it's not built like that, you know what I mean? So you just got to know what comes with what you're signing up for, and you could be let go any given day. So that's what keeps the competitiveness up in this level because you could be in and out the door. You know, you've seen West come and go. You've seen Burson come and go. So, like, it's just part of the game, and I knew – just because of my ability that I could be picked up, so I need to stay in shape. And it's nothing to be mad about because it's a business at the end of the day. And I love this organization. This has been the best organization that I've been a part of. This has been the best group of guys that I've been a part of, coaching staff, the city, everything, you know what I mean? And I just love being here. So when I got that call to come back, man, I was really excited.
Kyle, love our guest. Kyle, how did you – sort through the process of finding an agent that you could place your trust in?
Oh, man, I've been through a couple of agents, man, and it's tough because you think, you know, guys are really out there working for you, you know, making phone calls. And I went through a process where I fired an agent, got another guy just because I'm thinking, you know, he has a bigger name, he has a bigger, you know, group of people around him. Let me see how that works. And it didn't work out the way I thought it would. I ended up going back to that same agent that I fired before him because I liked the guy. But my wife had issues with him, and it was just a big deal. But I liked the guy, you know what I mean? But when I got back in another situation where I was on, like, you know, that the tail end of it where, you know, I could be released or whatnot, I had to really just make a decision for myself where I need to find somebody that I know is working, you know what I mean? And I ended up having to fire that guy again, hiring another guy. He was calling teams, and teams were saying, like, we never even heard from your agent. I'm like, what kind of agent did I have? You know what I mean? And he wasn't really working when he said he was. And it's kind of hurtful to really deal with that type of situation. You really want to be out there. And to me, football is more than just a game to me. It's more about providing for my family. I'm trying to be that same kind of father that my father was. So it's more about just being able to provide at the end of the day for me.
You and Wes Horton have been in a similar situation the last couple of years where you're both good enough to be Panthers. You hear most of the time, but there are moments where they have another roster need and you're gone for a few weeks and then you're back. Is it always, do they leave it off with you that we'll call you, just wait and be patient, or have you thought about in the interim at times jumping to another team?
That just shows you the competitiveness of the sport, you know, where you got guys that are good and you'll see like somebody like Wes leave and you'll be like, man, that guy, he was playing awesome. You know, why would they let him go? But it's deeper than what people see from the outside. Like you said, they might have a certain need on, you know, special teams. That was my situation in Jacksonville. They needed more special teams guys, and I didn't just really quite fit in at the time. So they ended up bringing me back at the end of that year. But, you know, just being able to tell yourself, like, I need to be able to stay in shape. This is actually the first team that actually tells you that I've been a part of that actually tells you, like, hey, more than likely we're going to give you a call back. stick around the city, stay here or whatever. You know, this is the first team that actually has been honest and then actually done it. Like, they wow. told me, they told me when I left, like, it's a possibility that they were going to bring me back. And I was scared at the time because I've heard this from a GM in Kansas City. He told me, he sat me down and said, look me in my eyes. By week three, if nobody's picked you up, we're bringing you back. This is Kansas City. And week three came, they had guys go down, and I didn't even get a call back. And my agent was calling them, and they wasn't even answering the phone. So it can get really crazy at times.
You can watch more exclusive Panthers TV programming on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel. Check out Facebook, TWC, Sports Channel, NCSC.